Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
The World Anti-Doping Code is the core document that harmonizes rules governing anti-doping across all sport and all countries of the world. In Jamaica, the administration of our anti-doping program is guided by the Anti-Doping in Sport Act of 2014 and the 2015 JADCO rules, which are code compliant. The rules govern athletes and support personnel and specify obligations to be met by those persons. In this episode of JADCO and You, we outline some of the obligations for athlete support personnel. Support personnel play an important role in the lives of athletes on a daily basis. This can include parents and other family members, coaches, managers, and members of national sporting federations or associations. One of the first obligations relating to sporting federations is that they need to incorporate the JADCO rules into their governing documents so their members can be guided by them. There are 10 ways in which an athlete can get an anti-doping rule violation, and the JADCO rule states that both athletes and their support personnel are obligated to know what they are. In addition, support personnel can also face consequences if they do not comply with anti-doping rules.
You need to be knowledgeable of the rules. Ignorance is not bliss, and ignorance is no excuse. You need to cooperate with the athlete testing program. We have had cases all over the world where people come to test athletes and the coach say, "Chuh, run them way." And that now can result in a sanction. So you need to cooperate with the athlete testing program, right? You need to use your influence on an athlete's values and behavior to foster anti-doping attitudes.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. The rules state that if support personnel are knowledgeable of anti-doping rule violations, they have a responsibility to disclose it and to cooperate with the investigation. It is important to note that the statute of limitations for an athlete who has committed an anti-doping rule violation is currently 10 years. This means that they can be sanctioned for committing an anti-doping rule violation up to 10 years after the offense.
Remember, the statute of limitations is 10 years. So, say a situation happened today, and 9 years from now you find out about it, we can still pursue it. And if you know about it and it is affecting your federation or association, it's your duty to report it. Because once we are still within the statute of limitations, from the date the incident occurred, we can still pursue it as an anti-doping rule violation.
JADCO's Executive Director Kerry Brown also has this warning.
No, in Jamaica, we have this thing about the informal culture. But let me say this to you, if the state not compliant, everybody going to get knocked. And if you are not helping with the compliance and you're helping with the cover-up and whatever, and it is found out, the state is going to get knocked. If you want to protect the integrity, not only of the sport, but of your country, it's your responsibility.
Athlete and support personnel are encouraged to become knowledgeable about all the rules governing anti-doping so they can make informed decisions and avoid the risk of sanctions. And according to the rules, sanctions can also be brought against national sporting federations.
If a federation or association is, as far as we are concerned, and we can prove that they are not compliant or trying to be in compliance, we can recommend to the government
to withhold funds.
Because remember, most, if not all, federations or associations get funding, some amount of funding from the government. It has not happened yet, and I hope it doesn't happen. That's where I am at. But it's in the rules.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, committed to the fight against doping in sport. For more information, contact JADCO's office at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500, or log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also visit their Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. This has been JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.